Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first ever monthly Lolly Lolly Hunters podcast. I'm Rabler, the king of the Lolly Lolly Hunterings, and I'm joined here with three of my great hunters. First is Pepe.
Yo!
Next up is Aisen.
Hello.
And my man, Biscuito.
Okay.
Joining us this month is a very special guest from Kazumatsuri. It's Aspiretti.
Aha, konbanchiwa.
And we're going to be talking about key news this month because Lolly Lolly Hunters is very, very dead.
Why? Why, Lolly Lolly Hunters?
You may not have heard, but the site went down about a year ago. So I'm going to hand over to Aspiretti as guest host this month, and he's going to take us through this month's and last month's key news.
Aspiretti.
Thank you very much, Rebel. So, we have here lots and lots of news to talk about, because this Monthly Terror, yes, the Monthly Terror podcast,
what?
Is uncovering... yeah, surprise!
You're
the wrong podcast, damn.
We're all in the wrong place.
Surprise, surprise, we're covering 2 months of news.
Yeah, this is covering the
This is the bi-monthly terror.
The bi-monthly terror of March and April. And yeah, that kind of happened because we tried recording last month and it didn't go down too well. So it's just like, whatever, let's just do a bi-monthly episode.
I believe this is the first time we're doing it, yeah?
This is the second time, yeah. So yeah, we got a lot to talk about. It'll be a bit longer than a usual monthly terror, but we'll try to keep it nice and concise. So I guess we'll jump right in with the announcement that we have new staff joining us. This is quite old news now, but we have Pepe is now a writer for Kazumatsu.org.
Yay!
Yay, Pepe!
And he has done a fantastic job. Like, covering all of the key 15th events and all that, and just the blogs in general. He's pretty much been carrying the blog for the last month. So kudos to you, man. Like, you've done an amazing job so far.
It is my pleasure. I mean, I started without any experience in this writing gig, but I guess I'm getting a bit better and I'm learning the ropes, yeah.
Yeah, totally. You've gotten so much better since we first started. You're pretty much totally independent now.
Yeah, good to know.
Except for you keep forgetting to put tags on your posts.
Anyway,
we also have Yerian. He's not here at the moment. He has joined the writing staff.
Yay!
Maybe we should save our claps to the end.
I clap now.
Okay.
And we also have Link Thinks joining us as a moderator for the forum.
Yay! That was the last one, right? Yeah.
Patchy, patch, 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 patch.
Link is my favorite.
Is he?
He's one of me.
What?
He's
one of me. He's a moderator. What do you mean, what?
A moderator isn't a biz.
But the biz is a moderator.
Indeed.
Exactly.
What else have we got? The Air Book Club is in full swing. We've just finished the summer route, and we're currently reading the air route, which is the final route of the game. So it's been a very long experience. Long and very enjoyable experience that I hope everyone who's participated has gained something from. Who we got here? We got pretty much everyone except for Rabler here has participated in the book club in some capacity.
Thanks for calling me out.
Well, I could say everyone's names, but I thought I'd say everyone except Rabler.
We're trying to go fast here.
But you guys, what have you been enjoying the book club so far?
Yeah, it's pretty damn fun.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Yes.
It's quite enjoyable.
Even when I'm not in the podcast, I'm having fun, actually posting my thoughts on the forum, making 6,000, more than 6,000 character posts in the forum, which is actually
really,
but anyway.
I'm always wanting to ask people, whether or not they're listening to them or, following along, because
so much fun doing the podcast and kind of going along as a group. It's a very enjoyable experience, and I just kind of, I'm always curious as whether or not other people are enjoying it too.
I know, yeah, me
lurkers,
too.
I know those lurkers are watching. I know you are.
I know you're listening right now. I hope you're having fun.
And if you haven't participated in the book club this time around, then you'll be happy to look forward to some other book clubs we've got brewing in the near future. So you can definitely look forward to those and get involved with those, because such an awesome experience just reading through a visual novel together and discussing all the different facets of it and sharing like the fan works. It's really hard to describe why it's so cool. It's just something you have to experience, I think. It's like we're all in a really tight-knit club.
We're a happy family.
Except me.
Except Rabla.
Hey.
I'm a distant relative.
You can look forward to the Lolly Lolly Hunters book club in the near future.
We read a dead site.
I believe their first book club is...
No, you just discuss King Cluck quotes.
Okay, that
that'll
work.
Be the best book club.
I believe their first book club is actually a little something we're going to be talking about later.
Ooh.
Look forward to that in this podcast.
So moving on from that, recently I was invited by our good friend Japes Lan from BeneathTheTangles.com to attend his podcast, The Tangles Podcast. And on that podcast, we talked about basically, like, the whole Beneath the Tangles website is basically about analyzing and discussing anime from a Christian perspective. And so I was invited as a guest. I'm not personally a Christian myself, but they decided to have me on anyway. And we talked about Key, basically. Visual novel specifically, but since I was like representing the Key. But yeah, I just like, we all talked about
hate scenes.
One of the topics was hate scenes. Yeah, the inclusion of hate scenes in visual novels. And I talked a little bit about Key games, and it's a good listen. So if you're interested, definitely check that out. You may remember Japes Lan as the guy who did all the saxophone covers. Sexy phone covers of all the Key music. And yeah, that's a great album too. So it's if so you haven't good. Heard that, check it.
Very sexy
indeed. Yeah, and moving on from that, we have the news of Hikikomori no Uta, Jun Maeda's produced... he wrote and sung the song. Yeah, that's right. It was Hikari Suo that did the
guitars.
The guitar.
He played it, yeah.
But Jun Maeda wrote and sung his own song, and that's pretty freaking cool because we never hear him sing, and he's not bad. Like, he might not be as I have a professional voice as some of the other like people who've done his songs, but I still really like him.
He's very experimental.
I didn't view it any differently. I thought he sounded really good.
It's very passionate. Like,
you
can feel...
If you want to sing, man, if you got the passion, then that's all you really need. I thought he sounded really great.
You can feel the passion in his voice when he's singing. Coming straight from the heart, yo.
He sounds like Jimmy Atkins from Jimmy World. That's just me.
And so that was uploaded to the Visual Arts YouTube channel just completely out of nowhere. And I actually took the time to subtitle it into English with translations provided by... Was that Sanchi?
Sanchi Pinchi, yes.
Sanchi Pinchi.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she did it. So, I got those translations and put them into a sub, and you can check that out on the Kasumatsu.org YouTube channel. And there'll be a link to all this stuff in the description of the blog, so don't worry if you're missing out. I'll have a link to the blog in the description of the YouTube video.
That's why we're here
right now. That's really circular too, because they're already on the channel if they're on YouTube.
Whoa.
The channel you're watching or listening to this on right now has the video we're talking about.
Interesting. Oh,
God. Unless you're on SoundCloud.
Really quickly.
Robla, you just spoke. You know what that means. It's your turn to talk.
Oh, it doesn't.
I heard you have some news for us.
Yes, have you heard about this game called Harmonia?
No.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Harmonia is getting a VN.
What? What? Okay.
Harmonia is an upcoming
visual novel. Harmonia is getting an OP?
Yeah, well, quite interesting you say that, Biz, because it is. Turns out this visual novel will have an OP video. Unprecedented. You may remember through news, if you follow the website, that the Harmonia Signal Todekedai Melody was coming out. That is the game.
Yeah!
So good. I believe the Signal came out at Key 15 Fest, is that right, Pepe?
Yeah, it was released at Key 15 Fest in Akihabara and in Differ Ariake last April 11. So that's an official release date.
Makirizawa Ayaka.
And I guess an interesting thing about it is it's KSLA 100, yeah.
Ooh,
it's the 100th release of Key Sound Labels.
It is sung by bass Kitazawa Aika, and she's amazing on it. Sounds so good.
It's a really good, really, really good song. You should all go listen to it. So if you want to go listen to a snippet of the song, the Harmonia PV video is actually up on the Kazumatsuri website and YouTube channel. And the PV video is actually subtitled by Aspie as well, like the last video we talked about. It's pretty cool.
Yay. I actually even provided the subs for the Vietnamese Key fan club. Oh, they're like, can we use your video?
That's like, yeah, sure. My favorite subgroup.
Soon.
When are we launching Kaza Subsuri?
When Rewrite gets an anime. That'll be perfect.
Look forward to Moe Boy stuff.
Yeah, also on the CD with Todekedai Melody was Toba no Hoshi A, which I guess would be the ED.
Yeah, we're assuming.
Yeah, it's a good CD.
I think they did say it was the ED. Yeah.
There's no way I know of that you can listen to a preview of that, but maybe you should go buy the CD. I believe you can get.
If you got the CD, then you would be able to hear it. And all I can basically say about it is it's the most Shinji Orito track I've ever heard.
Yes.
It's not even made by the guy.
Yes. Exactly.
It sounds like a Rewrite BGM.
Yes.
It's really good.
It is good. It just it does
sound
like a Rewrite
ending.
Wow.
Anyway, jumping from one topic to the other, did you hear Key has another thing coming out alongside Harmonia?
Oh, they do?
Angel Beats?
Angel Beats isn't... What? No, oh. Charlotte.
Holy Breaker 2?
Yeah,
Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte. How could you guys forget?
There's this anime coming
That's
out
Angel
called
Beats 2.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You are right. That's Angel Beats 2. Angel Beats 2 is coming out.
No, I thought this Angel Beats 0. It's a prequel, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's
Angel Beats 0/2.
Okay.
Better known as Charlotte.
Angel Beats 2.
Is coming
0.
Out. Is getting an anime coming out in July. And we got some news on who is the staff of the show, I guess. This info came from Dengekiji, and it has a few nice staff names. You may recognize some of them. The director is Yoshiyuki Asai. He worked on storyboard and episode director for Angel Beats, and also a few other shows some people may know. Kanan, Soul Leader is a popular one, Tari Tari. Kaname Sekiguchi is adapting the character designs. He also, basically the same shows, he's a PA Works guy. Kazuki Higashiji, art director, Angel Beats, Ghost in the Shell. And lastly, Satoki Ida, sound director, Amigami, Angel Beats, yada yada. Those are the four main, they're the only names you need to know. You can read more at Kazumatsuri if you want to see all the other stuff. But yeah, July. Moving on
Pretty
from the...
Rad.
So it's the summer anime season, basically.
Yeah, yeah. We should have the first episode.
As predicted by Pepe.
Predicted by Pepe.
Good
the,
job, Pepe.
On the Key calendar, yeah. Way to go, man.
They gave an obvious hint, so.
The next issue of Dengekiji's, which was the most recent one, because that's the one before, gave us even more Charlotte information, which was the OP and ED. The opening song is titled Bravely You, performed by Leah, composed by Maida. Pretty classic Key OP, don't you think?
Yeah.
Bravely You. Yeah, it just sounds like a typical Key title.
It has Jun Maida, it has Leah, it has Ingrish. That's complete as far as Key.
It's going to be absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
Moving on to the ED, This song is entitled Yake Oshinai Tsubasa, which can be roughly translated to Burning on Fallen Wing.
That's my translation, by the way. I'm not confident with it. It's the best
Sounds
I could
great.
Do, but anyway.
It's cool English, so it's great. That one is, if you remember, Angel Beats, because we're on Team Angel Beats here, because it's Angel Beats here. It's performed by Tada Aoi, and also composed by Maeda. So, yes. Basically Team Angel Beats here.
Yep.
Also, since we're on the topic of Charlotte music, Biz, Mariner's cool, right?
Yeah.
Did you know she's going to be in Charlotte?
Yeah.
There's a band in Charlotte called Zienzo.
Zienzo!
And that's a foreign band led by a singer called Sarah or Sala or however you want to.
It's officially Marina!
Sala. Sala. Yeah, and Sala, the songs will be composed by Hikari Sugiyo. And yeah, Sala is Marina, so get hyped.
My main man, Hikari Sugiyo.
With songs written by Maida.
Songs
in
written
English.
By Yeah. Yeah.
Maida's gonna write the lyrics in English. Good luck to him. Cheers.
So Marina's gonna be singing in English, which
amazing
is
amazing or amazingly terrible. But amazing. Okay.
Amazing.
That reminds me of
fact,
another.
Marina can sing in English. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, I remember another key song that was in English. If you guys remember Anna from Clannad, I don't know if that was written by Maida, but that was the English in that song was kind of funny. So I'm not
the
keeping my hopes up. I hope you're all looking forward to the Anna Asparty cover when Clannad comes
out.
There's more Charlotte news.
Ah,
oh my God!
Do you remember Angel Beats the four coma?
Yeah.
Well, Angel Beats 2 is also getting a four coma, and it's called Charlotte the Four Coma Station.
And it's by the person that did the Angel Beats four coma. Ah!
Station walk,
station walk.
Roughly translated as "Overtake your youth." The manga began in March 30, so there should be an issue or two out by now. And you can read that in a DigiKG's comic. Those will probably be a nice, funny side of the story with lots of content. I believe Biz said Angel Beats will come was great.
The first pretty volume funny. Is actually already out, and I've had a look at it, and it's pretty great.
Yep.
Like, I love the characterization already. Like,
basically, now is a glutton.
Tamori's like, yeah, she's a glutton. A bit of a prankster, it seems, too. Like, she's, like, really, like, messing with,
with you.
What a sucker, you. Yeah.
She's messing with you.
That's terrible. Yu's like, I guess, he's a bit of a narcissist, but an idiot at the same time. Jotaro's just the, he's the butt monkey.
Butt monkey.
Jojiro's Takamatsu, yeah.
Affectionately labeling.
Basically, is like Hinata, and Nao is Yuri, and then Takamatsu is Takamatsu.
No, I think you're stretching it with Nao being Yuri, I don't know.
Yeah, no. Nao feels like one of the more original key characters in quite a while, to be honest.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that.
So if you want to see the Charlotte characters in action, a PV came out. It's an anime PV, and it's also been subbed by the great Kazu Subsuri Moe Boys team.
Moe Boys.
And you can view it at kazumatsuri.org, the articles for Charlotte PV. And it looks pretty great.
I had to upload that one to Facebook because YouTube was giving me some shit. So, yeah, it's on the blog. So if you just check it out on the website, you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's everything for Charlotte and Harmonia, the only two upcoming key projects.
I see what you did there. And I don't like it. Because next in the news is Angel Beats!
Wait. Is Angel... No. Is Angel Beats getting a VN?
Oh, it's getting a VN,
I think
baby.
It is. I've heard rumors.
It's getting a VN, yeah. Baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are the rumors true?
The rumors are very true.
Oh, all
right, let's go
please
ahead.
Tell me
let's
about
go ahead
it,
and dig in. Let's go ahead and dig in. All right. We all know it's very exciting. Let's go ahead and dig in at all this good stuff. All right. We're going to get We're gonna get the little stuff first, and then we're gonna get to the big stuff later. All right, it's gonna be cool. Anyways, so moving on. The first little tiny bit of Angel Beats news is that they decided over there in Japan Land to make some cafes that are Angel Beats themed because they like to do that kind of stuff. Only we don't get to enjoy it unless we're Pepe, which hey. Needs to go there, by the way.
Hey.
And take pictures and get us some rad coasters. So, so yeah, they have these cafes. One is, Jam in Akihabara, which is for the first half of the month of May. Will be Angel Beats themed and stuff. You can buy cool Angel Beats foods and things that have funny names or whatever. Or you can buy overpriced tofu, whatever you're interested in. And then the second half of the month, there's another place that's going to be Angel Beats themed. And I don't know how to say the name, so I'm just going to say it the way I want to say it. And it's called My Delish, like June Maida and Delicious. So it's My Delicious.
That works.
That must be
because
right.
Angel Beats is My Delicious. So it makes sense in that regard. And that's where they're going to be serving some more of that Angel Beats good. I know on Twitter, I think like Baba or somebody was tweeting pictures of them at the current Jam one, kind of showing off some of the goods. Pretty sweet.
Yep.
So yeah, that's a thing for your Angel Beats food necessities, which you can't have. In other news, they went ahead and posted a bunch of CGs again, because that's just kind of what we do with Angel Beats nowadays, is release more and more CGs, because we have a lot of CGs, see, look! And they also post, you know, little descriptions and stuff, and we kind of translate a few of them, little bits and pieces, but we posted them all over on site, you should go check them out. Some stuff you may have seen before, some stuff you may not have seen before, and they all look pretty gorgeous, because this VN looks freaking gorgeous.
Hell
yeah. Basically all I can say about that one. There's so many CGs, like, I don't even know what the final number is going to be, because they just keep pumping them out. And I mean, if that's going to be their advertisement game, then they must really have a lot, because they ain't afraid to show them off.
And BL confirmed.
It's very
BL
different.
BL confirmed! Oh, yeah.
Shirtless Sonata confirmed.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah. Pretty exciting. Definitely go check it out. Some interesting news there. Some interesting news. Moving forward even more, it got delayed again. That happened. It did happen. But I think it happened for a reason that makes kind of sense, because, I mean, they just went ahead and released a whole bunch of screenshots and news and stuff. So it's like, man, the game looks pretty done.
It does.
The game was obviously supposed to come out on the 29th, but then they were like, nah, it's going to come out on the 26th of June now. So, sorry about that. But anyways, that said, they also announced that the first press limited edition contents of the Angel Beats game is going to come with all sorts of stuff, right? A few examples. This is going to be a piano arrange album, which is sweet because we all know how
That's
we love those
hype.
Piano arranges.
I love piano arrange.
Oh, the good stuff. Repressa.
We haven't had one in a while.
Long
yeah, like this Repressa.
Yeah.
But,
Repressa. And refill and just all that good stuff.
Repressor all those albums are like amazing. Electronic music. All those albums are like electronic music these days. Like I love it when they get back to like the piano range, which is like Refill and Recollections and all those really good albums. Yeah.
We had the Key Classic, there. Which came out a few years ago, I guess.
But
it's not just piano.
Like,
is that KSLA?
Yeah, it is. KSLA
is probably
90.
The most recent one.
Oh, yeah, it is. He's right. I think. Fairly certain. I'm going to go ahead and agree with him.
I've got it.
But so, yeah, that's pretty rad. They also are going to, you know, give some cards are going to get thrown in there for your famous Animu card games, like Y Schwartz and the other one. And there's also, like, you know, a new SSS radio thing, which is pretty cool. That was a thing. The drama CDs were really entertaining for the anime. So yeah, just a little few tastes of things that they're going to be putting in there for you guys that went ahead and ordered this first batch of copies, which is a lot of people because sales have been absolutely nuts. Pretty cool. But all that said, they also released this past month on April 1st the OP and ED of First Beat. Which was kind of interesting. Very mixed reviews on release. I didn't expect that. I was kind of surprised. But when I listened to this song the first time, I was like, I didn't have any words. And then I listened to it again and again and again. And it just like dawned on me that this track is absolutely amazing. What do you guys think?
I first heard the preview of it, and I immediately thought it was amazing. Well, no, it wasn't the preview. It was the actual opening movie. I'll talk about that later.
And, yeah, we'll talk about that later. But no, I love it. What can I say? It's freaking amazing. It's like,
it's so different.
It's like, I thought it was very Jun Maeda.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's very Jun Maeda, and it's not a cut and dry track. Yeah. Like, it's not like your blah 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 chorus, blah 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 chorus. It doesn't really run that way. It actually progresses quite a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and exactly.
This is the first track like this where, you know how they always release a off vocal version of their tracks on the CDs or the singles or whatever? This doesn't come with off vocals. This comes with instrumental tracks.
Yeah, it's called instrumental, not off vocal.
Yeah, and there is no like backing vocals in there. And that instrumental track is a freaking,
it's so good. Woo-hoo! The piano is crazy.
It's so good. Everything like, is that amazing. Completely like changes the song for me, like once I heard it instrumentally, because that piano goes ham. Like, there is absolutely no other way to put it. It's like a piano solo that just goes on for 5 minutes. It's freaking ridiculous. like, the best way I can describe the song is that it's got so much freaking heart in it, which I know sounds hilarious because it's heartily song, but that's, like, the only thing I can do. Like, the amount of passion that is in this song is, like, intense. When I listen to it, I just, like, I can envision the pianist just slamming on that piano and going to town. Like, he's getting it. And like at the very end of the track, it like, it doesn't even end like normally. It doesn't fade off nicely. It like kind of just dies.
Yeah,
the pianist just passes out and just like boom, it like ends on an off note. Oh, it's
there,
so
there
good.
Are so many times in the song that you think, oh, is it over? No, it's not over. And finally, oh yes. is it over? It is over. Beautiful. Oh man,
the first time I listened to that final chorus in my car, I cried.
If you're listening to the podcast at the moment, which you will be, you'll be able to hear the music playing in the background right now. So it's a little taste there.
That's so good. Isaac, did you get a chance to listen to Hartley Song?
I haven't listened to Hartley Song.
Oh no! You're going to when you listen to the podcast, right?
Maybe.
You better.
All right, so I mean that pretty much wraps up the Angel Beats news, man. This,
but don't forget,
train keeps going.
The opening.
Oh yeah,
train keeps going. And yeah, speaking about opening CDs that released, and not to forget to mention the ED by Suzy U that also is on the disc, which is also quite excellent.
Subete no owari no hajimari.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Quite good.
Yes.
Quite good.
Yes.
They also released the actual OP for the VN, like the actual video. Pepe actually got to see it before all of us, because it sucks. But it was also recorded and then actually officially released on the Visual Arts YouTube page. And Moai Boy
Amazing.
Subs went ahead and tackled it. No, it was Sanchi. Can I change it? Did she sub this one too?
No, it wasn't.
No, this is someone else. We outsourced.
Oh, that's right. We asked, and then, yeah, somebody else found it, and then you contacted them and stuff. But, anyways, the video got slapped together. Aspie subbed it up.
I'm sorry, I forget your name.
Aspie subbed it up. And it's up here on the channel that you're on right now, so go look at it, because it's freaking cool, man.
Yep.
Yeah. I love how like animated everything is.
It's a bit. The animation
is translated
a bit
by Bamboo XCX.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rabla.
Like.
And thank you, Bamboo XCX, for translating. Good job, man.
Oh, and for
you're the real MVP.
For a bit of fun speculation to add into this topic, whenever they market this thing and have been marketing it so long, they always say that this is the OP for First Beat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And whenever you look at the CD for Heartily Song, I mean, it's the cover of First Beat.
Yep.
So, all I gotta say is look forward to more OPs in the future. That's just me. Just gonna make that statement now.
Very exciting. And so, yeah, I guess that wraps up the Angel Beats news, eh?
Sure does.
So I'm going to hand over to Aizen to give us a little update from the Clannad Kickstarter.
So way back in March, Sakai Project released an update to their Kickstarter, and informing them that the Clannad English release is already well underway. Translation's currently at 25% now, with editing at 15%. So, looks like they're going to be right on track for October.
That was a good month ago, too, wasn't it?
It should be even more than 25%
so they're a bit further now.
It should be close to like 40% now. That's crazy.
I mean, we also got to account for the fact that the pace is probably picking up, too, because they said, you know, they had a few little hiccups here and there, and they're only going to be getting better at it, so...
Yeah.
That professional translation team just crushing it. Crushing
Fantastic.
It.
It's so nice just to, like...
It's amazing to see, yeah.
See how key VNs translate so quickly from someone who isn't X-Rec.
Yeah, it's crazy, because it's like... We're so used to these, you know, translation projects that just take time, and they just kind of slowly move on up, and it's fun, and then they're just like, a couple months later, boom, quarter complete, you know?
So exciting. I can't wait. So what else have we got, Aizen?
In other news, as of April 8th, Visual Arts has put up an official English Facebook page called Visual Arts USA, and I liked it. I hope you guys liked it.
I also liked it.
Let's talk about this for a second. They're finally opening up to like the Western audiences. It's really strange, to be honest. It feels so otherworldly to actually see Key like on Facebook talking to us.
Yeah,
in English.
And I always get kind of confused about it too, because like it's still just so weird that they would be marketing things that are in Japanese.
Yeah,
because obviously like Clannad's up there, but like they're marketing their Angel Beat stuff and Harmonia too. So it's like kind of interesting.
Well,
is all I have to say about that one.
I think it's because that Key's starting to notice that there is a market for these visual novels.
Definitely,
there are people that want to read all these novels.
Absolutely. And, like, I know whenever it went up, there were some people who were kind of skeptical as to how active it would be, but they've been posting stuff, like, every week, it seems, like, new images from their events that, like, they don't even post elsewhere, like, really nice stuff. It's really cool.
It's like they saw Kazamatsuri.org and they're like, we need to, like, erase the competition.
God.
Sorry.
There can be only one home for Key, and that's at Key itself.
Well, I mean, like Biz was saying, it's pretty active. Even just this morning, while we're recording the podcast, they posted a poll asking the people to vote on a possible cover for the Planetarian English edition.
Yeah, that was
Team
a thing.
White.
Yeah, Team White, because that blue one looks terrible.
But I liked the blue one.
Oh
no!
I'm pretty neutral.
I guess you have bad opinions.
Both are decent.
Oh.
What I find is weird that they've already released an English physical edition and they're releasing another one.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Well, I assume that one was the Japanese English edition. This one is the English edition.
It doesn't make any sense.
I guess they were looking for like English speakers in Japan that might be interested in getting
like
one.
Like me.
So mysterious.
It has both language tracks, doesn't it?
Hmm.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure on my Steam version I can switch to Japanese.
Does.
The Steam version you can switch to Japanese, but the CD I haven't found the way you can do that yet.
Yeah,
you should be able to just right click.
I'll check that out later, I guess.
We're not sure on that, but yeah. You know, lots of interesting stuff happening from Key of the interactions with the Western audiences. It's this whole new world for Key fans right now. It's crazy.
It was really interesting because it was kind of like we all want Visual Arts to notice us, and Kazamatsuri opened, and that's actually gathered a lot of people. That's really nice. Good job, Aspie.
Thanks.
But it was kind of like, we were like, oh, I hope Visual Arts... Oh, wait, there they are. They're right there. They didn't even say anything. It's just there.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, I'm going.
It's like Visual Arts just sneaked into the room. They're like, hey, guys. Here's a Facebook page.
Yeah, I did a little bit of digging to find out who might be responsible for this, and my journey has led me to two people who I think are most involved with the Facebook page, and that'd be Toyoizumi Yoshikuni, who is the PR dude of Visual Arts.
Kudoko, you may know on Twitter.
Yeah, Kudoko Now on Twitter. And I believe he's been heavily involved with it. And we also have this guy called Sabersnake, who is, I guess their Western correspondent. Like, he's a guy that was born in Germany. So that's interesting. And I guess if I'm willing to bet, like, I don't take this as fact, but if I'm willing to bet, then I'd say those two are the people who are behind the Facebook page. Seems to make the most sense to me. Yeah, it's just some little trivia for you if you're interested in the faces behind Key.
Oh,
what they're doing at the moment.
Did Sabersnake ever get back to you?
Follow them on Twitter.
No, he didn't.
Aw, dang.
I'm surprised I didn't notice you.
Well, Sabersnake, if you're listening to this podcast, please get back to us.
Hey, man. Visual Arts being on Facebook is Senpai noticing as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need it. We don't need it. Yeah. Anymore, So, moving on from that, we have Pepe has a lot of stuff to talk about.
All right. Yo, everyone. So, okay, I have apparently a lot to talk about this month because a lot of stuff happened specifically in Japan the past 2 months, and me being Kazumatsuri's Japanese correspondent...
being Kazumatsuri's errand boy.
Yeah, me being Kazumatsuri's errand boy, I went to pretty much all of the events, yeah? Well, there was one I missed, but anyway, that's important. Anyway... Well, I guess to start off, I've been pretty active with the Charlotte topic in the Kazumatsuri forums, and we've been receiving heap loads of news every month, so I try to keep the forum topic updated. So if you see the Charlotte pre-release discussion and speculation topic, and you scroll up to the first post, I've been keeping it updated with every time you get new news. So, like, if you ever want a refresher of Charlotte, you can take a look at that, and I've summed it up pretty nicely, and I've even updated it, like, a few days ago.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
I got that from Biz with his Angel Beats topic, you know? If he has the Angel Beats hype train, I got the Charlotte hype train under my belt. Yeah.
We've got a Harmonia hype train coming up soon, hopefully.
Maybe soon.
So yeah, if you guys want to join our discussion, head on to the Kazumatsuri forum, to the Charlotte discussion topic, and we'll probably link that down in the description if you haven't seen it yet by now.
Yeah, it's like a working document. Like, you've seen our series info pages on the front page. It's kind of like that, but more of like, we're adding more to it. Mm. Well, Pepe's adding more to it as information is revealed. Like, we'll probably do an info page once the series is established, but for now, that's like your main source of everything we know about Charlotte so far. So I highly recommend checking it out if you're the least bit curious about the series.
Yep. And I guess some of us are posting our thoughts of Charlotte, even with our limited information. It's getting pretty interesting, yeah.
So time to talk about the events.
Yeah. So, like I said, March and April has had a doozy of events. Like, even regarding Charlotte, there was Anime Japan back in March 20-something. Yeah, it was back in March 20, I think. I forgot the date, but I wasn't able to go there. And they basically revealed Charlotte there to people who didn't know about it yet. But I guess what I did go to was after that, and it happened in March 27, I think it was, yeah. March 28th. Comiket has a special convention once every 5 years, and it's called Comiket Special, and Key was there, and I was able to go to their booth. I was able to buy a bunch of stuff, and they were selling an English edition of Planetarian, which is pretty interesting. I mean, we have this Japanese convention in Japan, not in Tokyo, but in Chiba, and they were selling an English edition of Planetarian, and at the back of the English edition, it says Japan sales only, which is also very interesting. I mean, who are they planning to sell to? Well, aside from me, but yeah, guys like me who are in Japan.
I'm pretty Pretty sure I can count those on my, like, two hands, the amount of Key fans living in Japan right now that are from the West.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, they did that, and they also had a bunch of other stuff being sold, and a really interesting thing in Comic Especial is that they were playing the movie, the opening movie of Angel Beats First Beat, and this was before they even uploaded it on their Facebook page, so I had the pleasure of seeing the opening movie before everyone else. Yay. I even recorded a short snippet, and someone else recorded the full video, and we had it up for a while until Visual Arts uploaded the official video, and of course we'll go with that since it's in better quality. Yeah.
There was a lot of, like, good merch from that event, too.
Yeah, there was. And some of that merchandise they are planning to sell later, I guess, yeah.
Yeah,
and
I got my Charlotte tapestry.
Oh, yeah. And I did record, like, during that time I was there, and I did, like, a live recording, but that was more than a month ago, so if Aspie plans to play it, do you plan to play it, Aspie?
Why not?
Why
let's
not?
Just chuck
okay,
it off.
Yeah, so
let's go!
Check out my live recording while I was in Comic at Special 6.
Hi everyone, this is Pepe reporting live from Comic-Con Special 6 in Makuhari Messe. And I am right outside the Visual Arts booth, and the line is extremely short compared to the Comic-Con 87 booth. And as you may be hearing in the background, they are advertising the new ending song for Angel Beats First Beat. And it sounds just wonderful. And I believe they are now playing the ending or opening movie of Angel Beats First Beat. It looks great. And basically, the whole booth is advertising Angel Beats, and the sellers are cosplaying Angel Beats uniforms, and they have a bit of Charlotte, a bit of Holy Breaker being advertised, and that's pretty much it. I just finished buying everything I needed to get here. So, this is Pepe signing off from Comic-Con Special 6.
Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed that.
That was amazing!
Thank you.
Wow!
I felt like I was there.
So
I love how you can.
Thanks for that.
I love how you can hear Harley's song in the background. It's really cool.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You really captured the mood of the booth.
Yeah. It was pretty fun. Like, it wasn't as hectic as the regular Comic gets, where the lines were 3 hours long. But anyway, it was fun. So moving on from that event, we had the next event, which was probably the biggest event that's going to happen this year for Key. Key 15 Fest, yeah!
Yay!
So, Key 15 Fest was split into two different events. One was Akiba Base 2015 Bell Sail in Bell Sail Akihabara. And I...
That was a mouthful.
Yeah, it's a mouthful to say the whole event title. But I went to this event and I covered it, and you can read a whole lot about it. And I made a big report about it, and I posted it on the Kazumatsuri blog. So if you haven't read it, please do. Like, you can really get a feel of what happened in that event, yeah.
We were talking about how Pepe has, like, picked up this amazing writing prowess of his. These are, like, the showcase topics here. They're very, very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm...
Like, really good stuff.
I'm glad that you guys enjoyed it. I mean, since I can be there, I want to share the experience and everything, you know?
Yeah, like,
I mean, it's kind of bittersweet because you read it and you're like, I wish I was there! But it's just like, oh, this is so cool.
But it's the next best thing, you know? Like,
yeah, you can enjoy someone else having a good time. It's really cool.
And in the event, they were selling a whole bunch of new stuff, actually. Like, as mentioned by Robla earlier, they were selling Todoketai Melody. And they were also selling a new art book by Naga called Rindo. And it was, like, a limited press edition. It's hardbound. The cover is, like, velvet. And it's really heavy. It's 2 kilograms.
Pretty
it's really
nice.
Expensive. 8,000 yen.
Pretty nice.
And they've announced they will be reselling it in other events, which I'll actually talk about that later, yeah. Let's.
There was also the pamphlet CD, wasn't
there? Yeah, there was also a pamphlet CD, which is kind of a pamphlet for KSL Live World. It had large pictures of all of the performers at KSL Live World, and it even had a CD with EDM arranges of Key music and some new arranges of other Key BGMs. Efflorescence, I believe the title.
Keep the Yeah, Efflorescence. Yeah, and there was
Keep the Dancing Beats.
Were the two names.
Pretty rad. Quite enjoyed that. I'm like GDM fanboy. Oh, I'm a GDM, and I was quite enjoyed that.
Very nice. And I know, like, Efflorescence, I have pretty like mixed opinions on, but there was one track that's really stood out to me was the Hikari ni Yosete cover.
Oh, that track
arrangement.
I love
it was
that
really
track.
Good, wasn't it?
I know you guys are Mio fans, so wow.
No, it just worked out.
Well, that's it is really that good. Just, that's true.
I reckon that was the best track of the thing. Like, yeah, that's my review.
I kinda like the one.
I might actually have that playing in the podcast here.
Cool.
I'll try to squeeze that in.
Hey. All right. So that was Akiba Bell Sale, Akiba Bass, yeah. And the next event in Key 15 Fest was the KSL Live World, and it was amazing. Best experience ever.
I'm so jealous. Like, I'm so
the last time we had the KSL Live World was in 2013, and I guess this KSL Live World is different in that it had 2 days. There was a Saturday concert and a Sunday concert. I was only able to get a ticket for the Saturday concert, but it was fine. It was really fun, and I even described my whole experience inside the concert venue in another article that I wrote for the blog, so please check it out. Yeah. And, like, one...
There's also a picture. There's also, like, a picture that was taken on stage, and you can
You can see half of his face.
You can see half of the super pixelated.
If you look hard enough, you can find me. I took a picture, and I was there. I technically had a picture with Leah and Lisa and Marina and Tada Aoi and Suzu and Kitazawa Ayaka. And, yeah. So
Pepe's been showing the picture to all his friends, going, "Look, it's me and Leah."
Any idea, like, how long does it usually take them to get, like, a DVD of the concert?
Oh, well, they haven't made any announcement, really. I mean, right now, I don't know if they're planning to release a DVD of the concert.
It would probably not be until after, at least, yeah. Is out, because they performed
They performed a lot of new songs. They performed Harley's song, Todoketai Melody, and they performed Million Star, which is not released anywhere at all. So I guess I didn't really give my thoughts on Million Star, but I guess to give a short opinion on what it was like, it was a very GDM track in that, you know how the GDM songs are. They're very upbeat. They're very, like, girls rock-ish. But it also had this, like, Maeda flair to it, where it's kind of like with Heartily Song, you get this kind of progression with it. So I kind of felt that from Million Star. It has this sort of, it progresses from slow to fast and slow to fast, something like that. Yeah,
makes me think of Last Song.
Is it gonna be Hot Meal too?
No, it's a bit different from Hot Meal. I think it's its own song. Yeah. But yeah,
look forward to that.
Yeah. Million Star will be released together with Angel Beats First Beat. Yeah. So, I mean, KSL Live World aside, we also had another event at the same time as Key 15 Fest. And this was actually not part of Key 15 Fest, but it was a very big Key event, especially for fans. And it's called Key Points. So, if those of you still don't know what
the Air Book Club,
well, yeah, not to be confused with the Air Book Club, but for those of you who don't know what Key Points is, it's basically a convention where key fan artists can sell their key fan arts and key fan music and everything. So it's like Comic Con for Key, basically. And I also covered it. You can check my article. I got a dozen cosplay photos. If you like, if you like seeing the Japanese community cosplaying key characters, that's one event that you would probably look forward to if ever you can go. Yeah.
Dude, if you ask me, of all the KSL stuff, that's the one thing I'm most excited about. Like, I want to go to Key Points. I want to meet all the cosplayers and all the key fans and just chill out with them. You know,
they're very friendly. Like, they really hang out and talk to each other. It's different from Comiket, where you just have one cosplayer and a horde of photographers surrounding them.
Yeah.
That's not how it is in Key Points. In Key Points, you can
walk up to them, ask to take a picture. Sometimes even the cosplayers themselves will take pictures of other cosplayers.
Yeah.
And they'll be posing, they'll be playing around, and it's fun. Like, one memorable cosplay is a Dorge cosplay, which happened this key points and last key points, huh?
My personal favorite was the Imamiya and Takara.
Ah, that was really good,
really
too.
Really cool. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the thing. And just check out all of Pepe's articles, because they go into so much more detail, and they're really cool.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoy.
Pictures and pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tried to take as much pictures.
I remember reading the KSL one. Mm.
And there was one other small event you weren't able to make, wasn't it?
I wasn't able to go to... Yeah, it was also part of the Key 15 Fest, actually. It's called Key Radio Fest. And we had a bunch of Key voice actors basically talking to each other, doing a bunch of funny stuff. We had, like, Hikaru Midorikawa, and I guess Tomoe Tamiyasu as well. And I forgot his name, but also the voice actor of Kotaro from Rewrite. Yeah. And
the highlight of that event is Yoroshiku Loliko.
Yeah, someone uploaded a snippet of Key Radio Fest on the internet, and that's actually not allowed. You're not allowed to record in the event. But anyway, someone uploaded it, and well, if you look hard enough, you can find it. Because we're not gonna.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
We don't like to support people somewhere. Who do illegal stuff. You know. That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And, well, I guess I'm pretty neutral that I didn't get to join it, since I don't really understand Japanese that well to enjoy it anyway. But it was another event that made Key 15th even more enjoyable.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those were the past events in Japan, and we're actually going to have another event, which is happening today, and I'm going later. It's called Character 1.
Plot twist, we're actually recording from Character Live right now.
Actually, why don't we do... Let's do some...
Billion Live?
Yeah.
Let's do some time travel and skip forward to a message you're going to record in a few hours from
All
Character
right,
1.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
So, a little bit of a change from what we were expecting when we first recorded the Monthly Terror is... we've decided to do like a mini podcast interview section where I talk with Pepe and our special guest, Kaze. Yay. Hello, Kaze.
Hello.
And so we're going to talk about these guys' experience at Character 1. Because there's quite a bit to talk about, and I didn't want to like condense it to a short message. So let's go with this. So guys, who would like to start talking about their experience?
I was there earlier than Pepe, so... I also went to Kami 1, which is a doujin convention, and it occurs at the same place, Tokyo Big Sight, as Character 1. So I went to both, and Character 1 is mostly just visual novel companies. It's fairly small compared to Kamiket, but there were still all the big names there, like August and Leaf. And then, by the time Pepe came, the crowd had died down a lot, so...
Yeah.
It wasn't too crowded, but still a good number of people.
We were keeping Pepe back with the Monthly Terror, which you are listening to right now.
Well, thankfully, I met up with Kaze, and thankfully by the time we got to the visual arts booth, they still had a big stack of the Angel Beats Trial Edition left. So I was able to get two copies from the sales booth. So yeah, they were just giving it to anyone who would buy anything, and even if you bought something worth 1,000 yen, you'd get a copy. And
the window sold out.
Yeah, the window sold out. All the good stuff sold out by the time I got there. But hey, it was very fine. Yeah. And yeah, there was no.
Luckily, they were handing out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Luckily, they were handing out free copies.
Yeah. So
as well,
like they announced previously, me and Kaze went to line up for the free copy distribution, which happened around 3 p.m. And funny story is that we were only allowed to line up 15 minutes before. So even if we made a really organized line 30 minutes before, they told us, "No, you can't line up here." So we had to wait disorganized until 15 minutes before the line. But yeah, we were able to get ourselves copies of the game. And after that was really interesting, because we saw Baba Shacho and we saw some of the fans talking to him, and thankfully Kaze was brave enough to approach him, and I went and followed him as well, and we talked to Baba Shacho.
Yeah, I saw him just alone, and I was like, Pepe, you want to go talk to him? And you were like, no, I don't want to talk to him. I can't speak Japanese. And I was just like, no, let's go. And a good thing we did, because we had some pretty interesting conversations with him.
Yeah,
would you like to go into detail about that, Kaza?
Yeah, so first we introduced ourselves as foreigner fans, and he asked what we liked about Keyworks. And Pepe said he liked everything.
I liked all the keywords.
And then, for me, the obvious answer is I like Rewrite. That's easily my favorite keywork. And his immediate response to Rewrite was, "Did you understand it?" And I know there's been a lot of debate recently on the forums regarding Rewrite. Yeah. So that came to mind. And I was just like, well, yeah, it was definitely a difficult to understand story. I think I understood it, though. And I guess he just assumed, no, I didn't, because he decided to just immediately start explaining things about it. I don't know, do we want to go into that argument?
Well, we won't spoil it for people, because a lot of our readers haven't read Rewrite yet.
Okay.
But basically, he just, like, flat out gave us some very specific answers on some of the things we've been arguing about in the moon topic.
We got the message from the creators of the game about what we were arguing.
God.
We got the word of God, which basically destroyed all of our discussion. Anyway,
I think he can reinterpret it.
He made it very clear that even Japanese fans were very confused, and that he had to go talk to Tanaka Romeo specifically to get clarification on what Romeo was actually trying to say and what was happening.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, Baba is a really chill guy. Even though he's the CEO of Visual Arts, anyone can approach him, and he's open to talk to pretty much anyone. Yeah. So afterwards, Baba was being called by... Well, he was busy since he's...
Yeah, like some CEO, staff member came to pull him away for something.
And he introduced us to one of Key's new employees, I guess. He's actually a foreigner, and he's from Germany. And I immediately recognized him as possibly Sabersnake from Twitter. So, yeah, we got to meet one of the new marketing staff of Key.
Yeah, and did we reach confirmation here that... Sabersnake and Toyozumi Yoshikuni are both the people behind the Facebook page.
Yes, I asked him, and I reached confirmation that they are the ones behind the Facebook page.
Yeah, so my speculation was right. And yeah, Yoshikuni Toyozumi was there as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, Yoshikuni Toyozumi, yes. Also known as Kudoko Now on Twitter, was also there. So I was trying to show Baba actually the homepage of kazumatsuri.org, but my internet was acting up. And by the time I had it loaded, Baba had to leave. So instead, I showed it to them, and he was like, "Oh, you're from Kazumatsuri," and he immediately remembered like how we did the subs for Hikikomori no Uta.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Senpai noticed us.
Yeah.
He actually apparently is quite aware of kazumatsuri.org.
Like, we have been like trying to reach out to Key and stuff, so I guess like it hasn't fallen on deaf ears, which is really exciting.
Thankfully.
Yeah, and what happened from there?
And yeah, I mean, since we mentioned the Facebook page, I think they wanted to promote the Facebook page more, so we already do that now, but I told them that we actively share your posts on Facebook, and when we saw your Facebook page, we told everyone to like it and everything.
Yeah. Like, you told us about all the articles we do and stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, they seem to really want more promotion for the Facebook page. I think kazumatsuri.org already does a good job with that, I'm not sure how aware they are of the effort Kazumatsuri puts in, but they seem to really want more advertising for their Facebook page.
Yeah.
So they were actually discussing this among themselves in Japanese. Maybe I misunderstood exactly, but roughly what they were saying was the potential that maybe Kazumatsuri.org could help sub certain things into English.
Mm.
I don't think they referred to anything specifically.
Yeah.
But after they had that conversation between themselves, they asked, so is Kazumatsuri.org doing translations for Error or Canon?
Kazumatsuri.org is the greatest subgroup.
And, I was just honest with them that we don't do subs. We have a forum where we discuss stuff, and we have a blog where we post news about visual arts and key. Yeah,
mm-mm. Which is totally correct. Like we definitely don't have like much in the way of translators here. But if you're a translator and you're listening to this, then you should totally offer your services and join the Kazumatsuri team. So we need more of that Japanese knowledge in our community. Could be very helpful. Well, thanks for your time today for this little quick sneak peek of Character 1 and our little contact with Key. It's very exciting.
So,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Kazai. Maybe we'll have you on the Monthly Terror again in the future. Yeah, I guess we'll get back to the Monthly Terror now. Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you again, past me.
Thanks, Pepe. I'm not sure what you said, but I'm sure it was amazing.
It's so incredible that they hired you to work for Key.
Wow.
Wink, wink.
You're telling me they got you a copy of Harmonia?
I love future me
Holy
so much.
Holy Breaker Free?
I love future me so much. He's done so many amazing things that I haven't done yet.
Thanks, future Pepe.
Thank you, future Pepe.
All right. Future me aside, let's go on to other future events. Now, for those who haven't been following, Key and Visual Arts are actually going to be in even more expos this year, and not just in Japan. And they're planning to have an expo in Singapore, namely Character Expo in Singapore. And they're also going to be in Japan Expo in Paris. And they're also going to be in Anime Expo in Los Angeles. So this is not like last year's event where it was a Sekai project representing Key. This is going to be Key themselves who's going to be there. And I don't know if we're going to have any... Oh, wait, yeah. Actually, they did announce in Character Expo in Singapore that Shinji Orito is going to be there as a guest.
Yeah.
So for the Key fans in Singapore, I hope you guys look forward to it.
That's really exciting.
And on the Key official Facebook page, they've even announced that they're going to be selling some of the stuff from Key 15 Fest there. So if you guys want a copy of Rindo or some Charlotte tapestries, you can get them in these events.
I'd say it's very likely that we'll be getting any Planetarian English.
It's very likely, since they put up a poll to vote for a new cover of Planetarian English Edition, I'm assuming that they're going to be selling that in the events to come. So for our fans in Singapore and Paris and California, I guess, and the rest of the USA, I hope you guys can attend. Show your love,
Los
show
Angeles.
Your support.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Very exciting. So,
I get to play Angel Beats!
Biz has awoken from his state of being stunned.
Welcome back, Biz. We missed you.
Community Corner!
Moving on from news, we're going to cover our community stuff because, hey, we're a community. We have stuff to talk about ourselves as well.
Kazumatsuri has a forum. You should join.
Kazumatsuri.org has a front page?
Oh!
That's a great joke, because that's actually a real problem.
So, we have the Kazumatsuri.org Radio Returns, which is it is a web page.
That's what it is.
It is on timer.tv, and basically what you can do is you can jump on and you could jump on with any number of people and listen to key music together. Or not key music. You can chuck whatever YouTube videos you want and just watch them in real time with other people. And it's really, it's a great hangout. Like, I always like to put it on when I'm working on the Minecraft server, so we can just all listen to key music together. And just generally doing anything together. It's like, maybe I just want to watch a funny video with Bone Cuffs.
Or listen to Rules of Nature again.
Oh, listen to Rules of Nature, yes.
Oh, or watch the Masakaga OP.
Yeah, that happened.
Before the podcast starts.
That happened.
That's a great thing. It used to be called Key Radio, if you're confused about the title, Kazumatsuri Radio Returns. It had a different name before.
The URL is timer.tv/r/kazumatsuri. So it's changed from the last one, but you can get to that now, and it's super cool, and you should check it out. And I'll hand over to Isaac for our next point.
Okay, so it's really old news now, but when I first came into Kazumatsuri, I was planning on playing Little Busters for the first time, and I blasted through that. It was very good, and I wrote down all my thoughts on each of the routes. And
yeah, you kind of revived the Little Busters character routes and even the refrain thread. Yeah, props to you.
Yeah, definitely.
Single-handedly revived all the discussion on the forum.
I sent our savior.
And then you blitzed through a rewrite, yeah?
Yeah, so in between my Air Book Club stuff, I ended up saving up enough money to purchase Rewrite, and I blasted through that, too.
It's been fun watching you progress through them through the Skype group, because you always jump on and chat after you finish one.
And you streamed, you streamed a lot
Rewrite's
of it, too.
Rewrite's pretty much the first game I've ever streamed. And speaking of Rewrite, I'll return it to Aspie to see what's been cooking up in the moon thread.
So, yeah. So I just thought I'd draw attention to on the moon topic and the Terra topic. It's obviously really big spoilers, so I can't go into detail, but there's been this massive debate going on. I don't know if it's really a debate as it's so much as it is me and Naoki Saturn curb stomping everyone who has the wrong opinion.
That does sound about right, yeah.
You cannot assume
wow.
that. It is a debate, you cannot assume you're right.
Bye.
I think the other thoughts are valid.
However, I will go ahead and agree with that statement. That's
I'm on the other
view.
Side.
Well, yeah, that's a thing. You can feel free to check it out yourself and get a better picture of it.
If you have finished Rewrite.
If you've finished Rewrite.
It's still going on today, and Takafumi just posted his thoughts of it on it this morning, I think.
Oh, I haven't read that yet.
Oh,
that'd
no, it's the great moon debate.
The great debate about it.
Alright, so a few weeks ago in the ideas thread, I think it was Ryan. He came up with the idea to instead of having the entire group watching an anime, a whole anime show, he decided that a movie would be much more feasible. So he and Yarian set up an event called Kaza Movie Night, and we planned out and went through the first one a couple weeks back. And it went pretty well. The movie, it was a little iffy. People were a little iffy about how the movie went, but I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, the movie was Nerawareta Gakuen, right?
The plot was very Blaze Blue-ish in how convoluted it was, but it was still very thought-provoking, and I very pretty too. I like it. And tomorrow at the time of this recording. The day after the time of this recording, we'll be hosting our.
So you've missed
we'll
it. If you
we're second, watching the movie right now.
And we'll be watching Children Who Chase Lost Voices.
Based Makoto Shinkai.
Oh, yeah, I've heard a lot about that. I will try to show up for that too.
I might be asleep.
Yeah, shout out to Ryan and Yarian for getting that up. That's a great idea.
Yeah, really good. I was trying to go to the first one, but I was just like, man, I already know this is going to go really well, so y'all have fun, and it did.
That's awesome. I haven't attended yet, but I hope I can in the future. So it's two episodes that would have been done now by the time you're listening to this, and probably a third one announced, or they're voting on the next movie.
So I look forward to that.
You can check that out on the forum. We'll have a link in the description. And
Beers. What is this? Oh. Angel Beats is on the list again.
Ha ha ha.
You already talked about
it. You thought you could get away from me. Yeah, so as we all know, Angel Beats is nearing its release, right? So I was like, man, it'd be such a great idea to schedule all these character threads up until the release. And then they delayed it.
Oh, I didn't realize.
So that threw off your friends.
So, in spite of the delay, I'm continuing on schedule with my character topics. I'm going to continue to be making them up until the first release of the visual novel. So yeah, man, I've been pumping out character topics and just kind of going every 3 days or so, just putting another one up there, a random character. Not really random because I made a list, but no one else really knows what the list is, so it's kind of fun. Just kind of throwing something up there every now and then and seeing what people have to say. Some people have some things to say, some people have nothing to say. Actually, a lot of people have nothing to say, but it's still there.
Doesn't Angel be
so. And really, the majority of it, you know, there's some interesting discussions that have come into play about how people feel about certain characters or whatever. But really, the gist of it is, you know, hey, Angel Beats is coming. It's not stopping. It may get delayed here or there, but it's going to come out, and we're going to need to make sure that we have all these topics set up for people to go in and talk about, characters they want to talk about, roots they want to talk about, whatever. So, yeah, I made sure I got that all set up for you guys, and it should be done.
Thanks, Biz.
No. Rob. I'm also making sure to update that that general topic to make a real nice hub. There's already quite a few names in there. So yeah, hop in if you want to share your opinions about the Angel Beats cast. I mean, I really like the cast even with how little we have, so it's pretty rad.
We should probably point out that Heaven's Door content is included in the threads.
So if you guys haven't read Heaven's Door and want to participate, you guys really should read Heaven's Door because it's amazing.
Because most of the character topics wouldn't have any discussion.
Yeah, it's also true, yes.
And in the case of Eerie, it would be the same as For Coma or Track Zero, where you wouldn't know anything.
So thanks for that. That's been really cool. That's been injecting a lot of interesting discussion into the forum. And so,
Ryan.
Pepe, topic there.
So, in preparation for Angel Beats' first beat, right, since we don't know if it's going to get translated yet, Kaza is learning Japanese! Well, at least we're trying our best. Like, so me and a few other guys on the line group decided it'd be a pretty good idea to have a, like, let's learn Japanese topic. So, Notkyon was kind enough to collate some nice links if you guys want to get started in learning Japanese. Maybe just get the basics of grammar prepared so that we hopefully maybe one day we could all read the Japanese VNs together. Like it'll be too, like, if you try to read one VN by yourself and you're not good at Japanese, it'll be really hard. So I don't know. Anyway,
I'm really excited.
Yeah, long story short, we're learning Japanese. Hopefully by the time Angel Beats is out, we can do some sort of collaborative reading. At least maybe with the trial version, we could do that. We could try reading it together.
Translation party!
Yeah, translation party!
Woo-hoo.
So you guys can head on to the Let's Learn Japanese topic if you guys have any questions about how the Japanese language works. Maybe some of our more experienced members can help out, yeah.
Let's learn Japanese together.
Ikimashou!
Don't worry, if you're not finished learning by the time Angel Beats is coming out, it might always get delayed again.
Nice. And a little thing I've been working on that I probably should have done ages ago because I keep saying we should really have something like this is the Kazumatsuri.org world map. And it's really exciting because basically the way it works is you go on the map as a member. As a forum, you need to have like the member status. That's important. So access to the guild category. You can get that just by posting a bit if you haven't got it already. And from there, you basically go on the map and you can add where you live if you want other people to know what kind of general area you live in. And then you can look at all the different local events that are happening in your area that are relevant to Key. And so it's really neat. Like, we've been using it to like gauge where our community lives and help, like...
Been using it to gauge how well we're dominating the planet.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. But also just to get insight to where we could potentially host meetups for the community. We've got a couple of ideas brewing at the moment. We think we might be having an event at... Was it AtCon? I think that's one of the ones that are coming up that a lot of people live near. So we might be doing a meetup for there. We really did miss the golden opportunity of having a meetup at Anime Matsuri, which we could have Kata at Matsuri.
Next year.
Next year, definitely, because that's a really central location for all of us, apparently. Except for
King
us.
King Britain is doing a meetup, aren't
they? Clearly,
the
goal is for us to host the first overseas Key Points event.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, as Rabble was saying, the Team Britain is working on their own little meetup at
Hyper Japan.
Xbox House.
Xbox House?
Hyper Japan, I believe it is, yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
It's Bonecast, James, and Canon.
Yeah. So if you're in the area.
Canon.
If you're in the area, maybe.
Canon.
Hit it up with them and try and join the party, because it'd be cool if we could increase those numbers a bit. So that's exciting. And we also have the Kazumatsu.org calendar, which is another thing I put up shortly after making the map. It's just a calendar of events. And also, we put all the key character birthdays up there so everyone has like a reference so they won't forget. That's pretty handy. And been thinking of putting some community members' birthdays on there so we know when to celebrate our own forum members' birthdays. But there's still some discussion floating around whether we should actually do that or not. So, I don't know. That's evolving. You can join the discussion on the topic if you want.
Right.
But yeah, so that's... You can just basically add that to your Google Calendar and it'll show you all the events and all the birthdays on that calendar for you. That's really neat. And I'm going to hand over to Rabler to talk about one last thing.
Oh yeah, there's that other key game coming out. We forgot to talk about it earlier.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The first key game in the Lolly Lolly Hunters book club.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll be covering it when it comes out. Release date ever. but Masakaga After Muscle Memories. That was a great game. You might have seen the OP video. We... were the first to report on it.
Yep.
Out of all the Key fan sites. Actually,
even before Key
the
themselves.
One. Yeah, even Key didn't know what's going on.
Yeah, Fuwa Novel actually, like, credited us as, like, as sourcing the news.
But yeah, you may have noticed we had some fun on April 1.
It's a special day, yeah.
A little bit.
You should definitely go check out the article.
You also might have missed out on something else that happened on the forum, as Based Up Fanarn changed quite a bit of things on the forum
that
the
was
same day
super
to
fun.
Play the Masato Muscles song while changing all of the acid avatars to GIFs of Masato and Kagura.
That was amazing. April 1 was the funnest day in Kazumatsu history.
It's hilarious.
We didn't have
and because a... of because of you know the globe being large and time zones being what they are. It was like the longest April Fools
yep.
ever. So like you had Masakaga on loop for like 36 hours as well as that music playing. So like I saw Masakaga get nade and then posted, watched it, went to bed, woke up, and then saw the forum and the state it was in, and just died all over again. I think that's it's a nice thing, it's a nice bar to set for what kind of things to expect on April Fools on our site.
Yeah, we should point out this was kind of a rush job. We had we were late planning on this, so next year we have a whole year to prepare.
Yeah
definitely.
So watch out! Aspie's a crazy guy.
Indeedy.
it definitely also goes to show that we put extraordinary amounts of effort into absolutely the stupidest thing you've ever seen.
That's also true.
Dinochi is best girl.
We had fun. Yeah, you should definitely make your... Definitely join in for next year, because I'm pretty sure we're going to write something to the moon at the rate we're going. it's gonna be insane. So, let's... I think we're finished, unless there's something else Aspie wants to announce.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna wrap things up with a little special announcement. I kind of alluded to it on the Summer Root Air Book Club podcast, but I'm gonna like make it official here. So with the Air Book Club, if you've been following, we've done all the routes and we're about to do Air, well, we're reading Air at the moment, we're about to do the podcast in a week's time, and that would be the end, but I was thinking, nah, we can go further. So what I'm gonna do, is on the conclusion of the Air Route podcast, we're going to dedicate a week to basically collaborating and creating things for Air. Like, this is going to be the week where everyone can post their big, awesome fan art of Air, of, like, the whole series. I'm going to invite everyone to get on the forum and join all the different topics of Air through the old routes I've already read, with the knowledge we now have having read the entire game, and, like, give our full, like, review of, like, what Air means to us and like what we think of all the different characters and stuff. I'll ask people to, like, if they want, they can create like freaking, I don't know, AMVs. They can go to the beach with the rice ball.
Oh, I think one member did that. That was fun.
Shout out to that guy.
And you know, just basically spend a whole week, like, not so much reading but actually producing stuff for the book club, because it's very easy to get distracted with the podcast and the reading the visual novel.
So get started now.
And so once you've read the Air Route, you can you have that breathing space to focus on producing stuff, content for the book club. And that's going to be really exciting, I think. We might even do a little video at the end combining everyone's contributions over the entire book club.
Oh, that'd be great.
Air Book Club finale.
Yeah, like the commemoration week, I think we're going to call it.
Oh, that's good. Kaza commemoration.
So, yeah.
Aspie, I have my own announcement I'd like to make.
Whoa, a second announcement? Is it Angel Beats?
With this Air finale idea coming into play, I've been kind of holding on to this for a while, and I just want to make sure everyone's on the same page now so everyone can get their lessons in. I would like to officially announce the first official Kazumatsuri Sings event.
What?
I suppose people would be allowed to disagree if they wish, but I would quite enjoy for our community together to record themselves as best as they possibly can. Record themselves singing Farewell Song from Air.
Oh, I'm going to be so hyped for that. Nice. Oh, yeah.
That can play over the finale video. It works out perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure does. So get your mics ready and get practicing. And I'm not kidding when I say to try your best, because I want it to be good. So rock on. Do it.
Yeah, and I'm 100% down for
does
that.
It have to be Kazumatsuri Sings? Can it be like, if you can play an instrument, can you play like some of the guitars or some of the drums in Farewell Song?
Yeah.
If you can record it nicely enough, I wouldn't say no.
Alright.
I mean, we're gonna be playing it over the instrumental track, so it would get kinda, I don't want to get too muddled down, but
alright, okay.
we'll do what we can. Just everybody you know, take that one step forward and let's produce some amazing content for the book club in its final week.
Alrighty.
Oh!
Fight all!
And I think that's everything. I think we are comfortable to wrap up the first ever monthly annual super fun Lolly Lolly Hunters podcast.
Yay.
Thank you all for tuning in. It's been a very weird experimental launch, and we didn't actually have anything lolly to talk about. Good's pretty great. Anyone else got any lollies?
Shimako?
I know Ivan likes Shizuru.
Those are some great lollies. let's finish up, I guess. Thanks for joining us, Kazumatsuri's at Spiretti.
Oh, thank God I did it. Fuck you, Shulk.
Thank you for joining me, my man, Bizkido.
If Sexy Zone isn't on this list, I'm gonna cry.
Thanks for coming in, Binge VN Reader Eisen.
Backflip!
Thanks for coming in, Japan Correspondent Pepe.
Potato is Papa Pepe.
And I am your host, Rabla, and this podcast was nice.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right.